This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, May 25th. NCL has canceled the Norwegian Epic winter schedule over in Europe from December 1st of this year to April 9th of next, citing fleet redeployment. The company plans to resume its European program in April of 24 with 9 ships. Impacted guests will receive a full refund, and those who paid via a future cruise credit will have that reapplied to their accounts. And as a gesture of goodwill, NCL is offering a 20% future cruise credit on any European sailings. This follows the most recent cancellation of Norwegian Spirit's summer deployment, part of next summer, due to a full ship charter. And as the 3-day opening celebrations for the new Nassau cruise port are set to begin, Yvette Prince, president of the Festival Place Tenants Association, has voiced concerns over cramped working conditions, inadequate setup time, and the requirement to supply only authentic Bahamian goods. Now, Prince argues that the production of only authentic Bahamian goods could lead to physical health issues for vendors and that the spaces provided are just too small. She also raised concerns about the lack of air conditioning in the stores. The port's opening ceremonies are due to begin tomorrow. And look carefully before crossing the road in Grand Cayman. Ed Milton is looking for witnesses after his wife was seriously injured in a hit-and-run over in Grand Cayman this month. The couple were on a cruise with their family aboard Carnival Glory when the accident occurred on May 18th. According to Milton, his wife was struck in the hip and thrown in the air from the impact, landing on her elbow and head. Citing worries about getting back to the ship on time, they reported the accident to Carnival Security instead of local police. Milton's wife incurred a $1,000 medical bill with the ship and additional costs once she got back to the U.S. Be careful out there. And cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 3.4%, 10.67%. Royal Caribbean down 2%, 77.26%. And Norwegian down 1.7%, 14.23%. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Holland America's Rotterdam at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.